Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And we have a very special guest for you tonight. It is, off of CBeebies, Dr. Range!
Hooray!
Hello, Dr. Range!
Hi, guys.
Hey! Take your temperature, audience, yeah. And clench your pelvic floors. I feel like we're more excited than him, okay? Dr. Range, you're here. You need to be here!
I'm trying!
You could, now, what should we call you? Do you like Dr. Range? Do you like Range? Doc? Ranjo? What do you prefer?
Flange with an R.
Flange. Dr. Flange. Can we call you Dr. Flange?
You can call me whatever you like.
Done. Thank you so much for coming on the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Ever since we first met.
That's right.
In that changing room.
We were wearing gold cat suits. You were wearing a smile.
Smile and eyebrows. Yeah. And you guys got dressed.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do get dressed.
Sometimes we don't.
I felt like we really bonded that day, given that I saw your everything.
Yeah, it is like gold paint. Our cat suit, isn't it? Really, doesn't really. I think that's
they are very tight. And the cat suits too.
Not flattering. Now, Dr. Range, I mean, you really need no introduction, but why don't you introduce yourself for shits and giggles?
For shits and giggles. Hi, shits and giggles.
That's our one listener. She's in Luton. Hi there. That's her Instagram name. I bet there is someone with the Instagram name.
Oh, no, we'll get in contact after the podcast.
Yeah. So who are you, Range?
I am Range.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for people...
You're like Cher, you've just got one name. Like Cheryl.
I like just Range, it's fine. Yeah. People often ask me, so what's your surname? I was like, no, Range is my first name, my surname is Singh.
Right, but Range is a brand, it's a brand.
Range is actually urban slang for penis.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh.
So I'm Range, and for people who don't know... I kind of have two jobs. I'm a real life doctor in real life.
Yeah.
And I work with children, young people and families.
Yeah.
And then I do media / sort of telly stuff on the side.
You do get well soon.
I do.
With the puppets and the Scottish nurse. But basically you give puppet smear tests on the BBC for money. That's what you do, isn't it?
He's never done that, I'm sure.
I've never done that.
On camera.
Off camera, the humour is quite dark. I'd have to say.
The outtakes must be amazing.
I've got the outtakes from the first series and I've been seriously instructed never to let it out of my sight.
Really?
Yes.
But what if you kick the bucket? Is there like a sealed vault? There's a sealed vault and just have a letter saying, in the event of my death, give this to the Scummy Mummies.
In the case of emergency,
and we will,
please send this.
Yeah, send this to the Scummy Mummies and your legacy of filth will live on through us.
Will do.
Oh, done.
Oh, my God.
Dirty puppets. I can't wait.
I can't believe we're five minutes in and we've become Dr. Range's afterlife archivist. What an unexpected twist.
I know.
So you're a TV doctor and a real life doctor.
Yes.
Yeah. Got any other interests, things you do in your spare time, Range?
I suppose the significant kind of thing I do in my spare time is I sing in a choir.
Do you?
I do. I'm a tenor.
Oh, very nice.
Right. That's not how much I'm worth.
Or what we're wearing currently.
I forgot mine.
Oh.
Which is dreadful thought I was feeling slightly damp.
That's right.
And you are, because like I obviously assumed that you were a doctor, you were a qualified doctor when I watched you on the telly, and then we met, and I didn't realise you're still like a practising NHS doctor.
Yeah, so I on average I spend half the week in hospital doing NHS work, and then I try and fit everything else in around it. So I do some stuff on telly, I write for various magazines and websites, I'm just recording an audio book.
Oh.
And on the subject of book, congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for my copy. I've read all of 3 pages.
Well done. You're like, where's me? Where did I mention me?
No, do you know what? It's the same jokes over and over again.
It's on my bedside table, and by the time I get to it, I'm so tired, I'm asleep literally in the same 3 pages.
You look at our faces and you think,
I do.
Very welcome. What's your audiobook about?
I'm kind of working on it with an author. So she's written it and I narrated the audiobook. And it is about a little boy called James who makes everyone around him smile. And so he goes.
Is it autobiographical? I can't stop grinning.
It's very cute. It's very sweet.
When's it out?
It will be out just before Christmas.
So do you mainly work with kids in hospital? Is that your thing? So is it not a bit weird for them when the nurse is like, the doctor will see you now, and it's Dr. Branch? I mean,
generally speaking, the kids are actually really cool about it. They're like, oh, hello, like, this is exciting. It's the parents that get a little bit carried away.
I can't imagine that.
So the child's really poorly, but they're asking for a selfie. It's like, yes, screw that.
Does that happen?
Yeah, and I have a rule at work, no selfies. No selfies
really?
At work. I can't. I'm there to do a job, so I can't really be taking pictures, but my colleagues do think it's hilarious. They just think it's hilarious. They think, oh, so there's, because parents will come in and say, oh, we want to see, or the kids will say, we want to see that doctor. And they're like, well, there's a whole bunch of other ones here that you could see. But no, you want to see that one.
Yeah. Listen, I pay my license fee. I want to know where my money's going.
Everyone who I meet at work is genuinely so lovely about it.
Yeah.
It's a great icebreaker. But usually it's a case of me saying, right, yeah, that's me. Right, next.
Well, what's nice, it must be such a relaxed work environment as well, because the NHS is so overfunded at the moment.
Yeah, you've got all that time.
You've got very little to do.
Seriously, I sit there twiddling my thumbs and, you know, counting my gold coins.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So how did you make the transition from real doctor to fake doctor on children's television?
By accident, kind of. So originally,
you discovered, like, Kate Moss in Croydon.
I was discovered in Croydon.
That's what we're missing, Ellie. We just need to hang out in Croydon more, and then we'll get our telly show.
And not eat.
Yeah.
The weird thing was, I didn't leave university thinking I was going to be on telly. I kind of thought, I just went and was a normal doctor, just did my doctory thing. And one day I just happened to get involved with some BBC stuff, because they were looking for a young people's doctor to kind of advise on their programmes. And then they stuck me on the screen, and then they passed my name around, and then people started using me, and then people were like, have you thought about presenting? And I was like, don't be ridiculous, because I'm not trained to do this. This isn't really my thing. Like, it's great that people do it. It's wonderful. And then I thought, okay, all right, do you know what? I'll give it a go. And then with the CBeebies stuff, I came up with an idea for a show. It was very fluky that someone just said, do you know what? I really like that idea. I think it's got mileage. Let's develop it. Pitched it to CBeebies. Next thing I know, they're like, here you go, let's make a show. It was just, you know, there was a lot of work involved, but it was a lot of luck. So we have just filmed the 3rd series.
Okay.
And it will be on screen soon, I don't know when.
Have you got a premiere?
We haven't. We've got a screening in the production company's office.
Plastic cups and dry white wine.
Well, there you go. Well, the first screening we ever had for the 1st series, we had it in a pub in Westfield. And there was a lot of wine involved, and I almost threw up. I heaved against a wall.
Physician, heal thyself.
Heave
thyself, exactly. I'm just... Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just... No tea, no shade.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it!
That's where we're going.
Bring out the dragisms. I'm all about that. All about that. Yeah, let's go.
We'll be here all night. how did you feel when Operation Ouch turned up with not one, but two fake doctors and their twins?
And good looking.
She likes them. Are you more Zand or Chris?
I'm Zand.
I'm all Rand, you know.
I like Zand. I can't.
Is Zand the beardy one?
Yeah.
He's a bit, you know.
He's a slightly naughtier one.
Ooh.
He's a naughtier twin.
Oh, very nice.
So,
but was it like, you know, were you like Beyonce watching Little Mix emerge? Was it like that?
How do you go, twins?
There's only one Beyonce, though, isn't there? Funnily enough, Operation Ouch and Get Well Soon both launched at exactly the same time. So Operation Ouch is obviously aimed at CBBC audience, which is older.
Mm.
Weirdly, though, when Operation Ouch was being developed, I was being considered for it.
Oh.
But when you've got twin doctors, yeah, I was like the ugly duckling then, as it's the ugly sister. So.
Did you consider pretending that you had a twin brother? People would come and meet you at 3 o'clock and then be like, my brother's just coming, I'll just go and see where he is. And you go out of the room and then you come back in. Oh, hi, where's my brother? Oh, hang on, I'll go and get him. And then just doing it like that. You should have done that.
Or I could just brown someone up, stick on a quiff and eyebrows and off you go.
Don't think you can do that anymore.
No. Not on the BBC.
No.
Not since the 80s.
But speaking of number one, didn't recently you get voted as... He just spat out his champagne, listener. Number one hottie. Tell us about that, Rand.
Well, I pour myself some more champagne. As voted for by who? Helen Thorne?
You voted 5,500 times.
I did. That's right. I have nothing else to do with my life.
There was a lovely website that had put out a poll to try and find out who parents thought was the sexiest children's TV presenter. And there was everyone from Bloom to Tumble to Maker.
All the hits
and shits were on there.
Sid, quite like Sid.
Sid was on there.
Oh, of course. Nice. So,
and I was on there as well. And all I can say is that there are some very, very bored people sitting at home having clicking. To watch my mug clicking and flicking.
Yes. They didn't like an afternoon click. Do you get something for that?
Just the knowledge that women all around the country.
A very sore hand.
I must say, I announced yesterday on our Instagram that you were going to arrive on the podcast, and the amount of filth.
Did you hear what someone said about Mr. Bloom, though? Someone said he can. Could he feel her melons or something?
Oh,
no. And the BBC had to step in.
Because in our stage show, we do this thing called Sexy BBs, where we do sort of adult versions of the programme. So we do Dogging in the Night Garden.
Obviously.
69 Zoo Lane. And Sarah and Fuck.
Yeah.
What would you say have been your career highlights, Ranj? Obviously.
This.
Yes. Apart from this. Surely singing the song about where your poo comes from, which I believe is one of your magic moments. How was that for you?
Terrible.
Did you know it was going to be a viral
hit? No, I didn't. It was the very first song we ever recorded. I hated recording it because I was so self-conscious. It was me, green screen, with about 10-15 people giggling at me. Looking back on it, I can see my face looks petrified because I really wasn't singing about poo.
You weren't in it.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, when you're the only person singing about poo, is really tricky.
Did you at any point think to yourself, I'd rather be doing porn?
I always think that.
Well,
if I...
Set the camera up, Helen!
If I could, I would. But nobody needs to see this, trust me. I'm a niche market.
Clearly not. You're number one with the mums. But because you were saying you're in a choir, so you do obviously love a sing song.
I do. That's the only reason they stuck singing in the show. Because they said, we hear you can sing. And I was like, what?
I am Ranj Singh.
I don't sing. I lip sing for my life.
I lip sing for my life. So that's why they said, would you mind singing in the show? Because it wasn't part of the pitch originally. And I was like, okay. Little did I know they would have me on a bike and singing about poo in a cubicle.
I mean, nobody expects that.
Nobody expected that. But it has defined my career. I'm Dr. Poo. I've helped an entire generation of children to shit themselves.
Congratulations. Where's your OBE, Ranch? Where's your OBE? I know.
So come on then, what have you seen in A&E?
What has been up people's bums? That's what I ask all my doctor friends.
So. Up your bum chat with Dr. Ranch.
Your bum chat.
It doesn't go there with Dr. Ranch.
Well, so anything and everything, really. That's what A&E stands for. People will put all sorts up there. So the best story is this young lad came in, but teenage lad.
Yeah.
He basically had been at home and was exploring his mum's drawers. Not pants. And had found a, what we shall call, a vibrating...
device?
Enabling device.
Okay, right.
Fine. So found a toy
massage, an internal massager.
An internal massager, yeah. Exactly.
I had to say it on Great Bit once, that's how I know what you're allowed to say.
So was playing around with it, like you do. You know, I think, you know, young boys are curious and will explore themselves, and it went too far.
Okay.
So
literally.
So then literally went too far. So the best part was that his parents brought him in and they were wetting themselves.
Oh, no.
Because he was sitting in the waiter room buzzing. everyone kept checking their phone. His parents had the best reaction. They could have been mortified. They could have embarrassed him. They just giggled. They thought the whole thing was hilarious. Oh, and I was like, that is the way to deal with that.
Could he see the funny side, or was it too soon?
I think he was just embarrassed about the whole thing. Apart from when the batteries ran out, he came up to the desk and said, "It stopped." So we couldn't take it out straight away. You had to wait till the next morning.
Oh, love.
But wait a minute. So just to be clear, though, as well. So his parents have taken him to the A&E with this thing up his bottom.
Yeah.
And then the person sorting it is Dr. Ranch. I mean, what a day that was. tell that to the kids at school.
You probably don't want to tell that to the kids at school.
And then Dr. Ranch appeared with a pair of latex gloves.
You went into labour and they're like, "We're going to have to give you a cesarean," and it's Bill Murray. You just be like, "Oh, what are you doing?"
I've seen many labours though. I've seen more minge than I need to ever see. And it swells up and it looks like it's going to bite you. It's just, it's incredible.
Can I ask if the amount of bitey minges has anything to do with the life you live now?
They scared me away. Literally.
They
don't call them growlers for nothing. But seriously, I have seen so much fanny that I know exactly where everything is.
You could operate one if you had to. Yeah.
Honest truth, we had to catheterise a young girl once, and ironically, it was me and a student midwife, and three female nurses. Guess who got it? Guess. Right.
Bullseye!
That's a lovely shot.
But I was just like, guys,
it's there.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Congratulations, Rand, you've won a speedboat. Do we have this ongoing debate about catheters? Because she thinks all know.
I love it.
Oh.
Did you?
Yeah.
When did you have to do that?
I had an operation, this gash on my head.
Oh, what happened to your head?
I went to King's and they had to operate on my brain.
Oh my god.
Just over a year ago.
Love.
But after my operation, I'd had a lot of morphine. And it was wonderful, lovely. But I needed it. Problem was, morphine stops you weeing.
Oh, no.
And I said to the nurse, "I'm like, really, really sorry, I can't pee. I'm desperate for a pee, but it just isn't happening. I think I'm going to need the catheter." And he was like, "Now, don't be so ridiculous." Mm. So he scanned my blood and was like, "Oh, hang on a minute." I was like, "I told you so." So then they sent the student nurse in. This young Filipino chap came in. Lovely guy, really sweet, and I was like, "Okay, just do it, please. I don't want to see. Just I'm going to look
stick
at the
it
ceiling."
In there.
It was going on and going up, and then he was like, "Oh," I was like, "Don't say that. Won't go." I was like, "Right, okay. So this is what you have to do. I'm going to bear down and cough.
Oh my
god!
At
that moment, you should feel a give, and then it will go in. Okay?"
You're changing a bicycle tire.
Had to talk him through it. I was like, "Right, okay. This is what we're going to do."
Yeah,
and. In it went. It wasn't pleasant.
How far in does it have to go?
I mean, it is.
Kathy
I mean, we're talking. I mean, yeah, 3 feet. At least.
Get a Henry the Hoover out of the cupboard.
I was like, you'd better get the extra long cap to that. Gonna be here a while. But it goes in a fair way. It goes in further than it does for women, because your urethra is shorter in women, obviously.
This is what I explained to my husband. Yeah. If we both need to go to the toilet at the same time.
Why would you be explaining the length of your urethra?
Because
to
I
your
say
husband?
I
they have a very strange sex life.
Because I said I need to go first if there's a, you know, a queue, because my urethra is smaller.
Shorter,
yes. Yes, and
that just means that it's quicker to get out of your bladder.
That's just the tube. The wee is stored in the bladder.
I know, but then it's hard, you know, it's a little quicker, it's more urgent.
Well, he's probably got a fraction of a second longer than you have.
Yes, okay.
It comes out pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Range, we're in Helen Thorne's marriage. Live on the Scummy Mummies podcast. Yeah,
exactly.
Short urethras, that's what it is.
That's it.
You've got the short straw.
Exactly. Oh, especially when it comes to bladder control. Don't even talk
really?
About it.
We shouldn't laugh too hard.
No, we shouldn't. Oh, that's why Ellie's got a leather couch.
Get the wipes out.
Oh, that's right.
But going back to Minge Chat, I think that's quite
Hello,
reassuring.
Welcome
that
to Minge Chat.
Welcome to Minge Chat with Dr. Range. The new Radio 4 series. I'm Melvin Bragg.
In 1964.
Yes. 1964. Oh, shut up. Anyway.
We love you, Radio 4.
But not in our time. But, like, I think, like, because sometimes we hear from, like, mums who are pregnant expecting their first baby.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an issue. Like, what it looks like. Should they get a wax? Should they get a trim?
The only thing I would say from, and I know I'm speaking from a boy's, very much from a boy's perspective, and I've never been through this, but just have the enema.
Really?
Yeah.
Have an
Because you don't want to deliver twice.
Oh!
You don't want to crown twice, is all I can say. Because
wow.
it literally, everything comes out. And I always say to my friends, do you know what? It doesn't matter what you look like down there, because no one really cares. Because, to be honest, it's about to explode. But...
Yeah, it's like judging the shine on the landmine. But that's not really the point.
You might care if you're squeezing one out whilst it's happening, because... It literally just, it just all comes, it's natural, it does all come up, which is why I say to people, just have the enema,
if you're worried about it, have the enema.
Yeah.
But I say, if that happens to you, that's normal, isn't it?
It's normal, it's perfectly normal, perfectly normal. The first time it happened, I was like, is that supposed to happen?
2 for 1. What do they teach you at school?
Do babies normally look like that?
I was like, that's a funny looking one.
A bit small.
And when it didn't cry, I got really worried.
But I'm not going to resuscitate
but then
that.
That's the only thing I'll say. Don't matter about what you look like, because all of that goes out the window. Your legs are kimbo, screaming blue murder and profanities at whoever got you pregnant, usually.
Yeah.
I will be. I've got no, like, reservation. If I had to give birth, I would open the sunroof.
Yeah.
Just because I wouldn't be able to... I couldn't do it. I scream when I cut myself, let alone you know, have a episiotomy or something like that.
Oh,
ouch.
Don't make that face. You're a bloody doctor.
You should
That's
hear
what not
it sounds like.
Oh,
I have to turn away. You can hear the shredding of the muscle.
Oh, love.
Oh, it's like steak.
Like a ribeye, like, or like more of a flank?
Cutting through a well-done steak.
Oh, nobody likes well-done steak.
No, no.
Only imbeciles. Yeah. Oh. Well, that's enough Minge chat. We've nailed Minges. For the first time in all of our lives.
Oh, yes.
Bottoms touch today,
Rand. Your bottoms touch.
Yeah, listener, we did a photo shoot today.
Oh, yeah.
And it was quite, what would we say, Illy? Naked.
Erotic.
Yes.
Liberating.
Yes, it was a liberating, empowering thing. So NLE and I wore a variety of food. And they said, you know, turn our backs to each other and our bottoms touch. And Mrs. here, what did you say? I don't like it.
Your bottoms touch my bottom. I don't like it. She's dabbled, you see. I've never dabbled.
To be honest, you know what? It's healthy to dabble.
Well, I support it. I'm not judging it. I support it, but, you know, and it's, I quite liked it, so I'm not sure I didn't like it.
The last podcast we did, you grabbed a woman's breast, not mine.
I did, yeah. I enjoyed that. Yeah. But that was, she'd had a mastectomy, a voluntary mastectomy, okay. So yeah. I had a little, I copped a feel, yeah. And yeah, not going to lie, I copped a
feel
it.
Of most of my friends' boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
after how many...
Just what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, would you like some more?
Oh, I do it sober. They're, yeah. Like, they're like, what do you think?
Yeah. Is that a lump? No, that's your nipple. No. I know.
You're in the wrong shape bra.
Yeah.
Oh, bras are complete enigma to me.
Oh.
There's all sorts, aren't there?
Oh, I just go, Marks
she can't do her
own. They do really the bras. They do really, they measure you up as well, Marks.
Yeah, they're very thorough. I do like going into
I know friends who've got family in Bangladesh who say, do you know what, the only thing I want is a Marks and Spencer's bra because when they go and visit.
This is it.
Yeah. And their tights are very good. The Marks and Spencer tights, they last.
Yes.
They're opaque, so they're a high quality.
Helen Thorne speaks out.
They're 60 denier.
If I was to get a bra and tights, I would go to M&S.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There we are.
Yeah, I would.
Now, we do have a section here that we were going to do called Medical Chat. But I'm quite enjoying the sort of general...
Filth.
Minge chat. Right. So I'm thinking, why don't we do like a quick fire?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Is that good?
And then we can get back to more drinking.
Get back to filth and drinking.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Healthy drinking.
We'll take it in turns.
All right, yes.
We're going to ask you a... medical question, Dr. Rand. You are a doctor, remember that, a real one and a fake one. And we want
and a slightly drunk one.
Yeah, yes. And slightly drunk. And we want your snappiest answer.
This is like Mastermind. Do you know your own craft?
Da, 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 da. Name?
Rand.
How old are you?
38 next week.
Age when you lost your virginity?
Oh,
worth a try.
Still got it.
Worth a try. All right, I'll go first. Dr. Rand. What do parents need in their bathroom cabinet?
Condoms.
Stop breeding!
Because, do you know what? When you've had a few of those wee ones, as lovely as they are, that it gets a bit much, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what every parent needs.
Now, how do you keep calm in the face of gastro?
Get drunk.
Love it. Love it.
Thank you. Box wine.
No,
yeah.
No, it's the brown plague, isn't it? That's what I call it. You've just got to ride it out. You really do. Most gastro will pass.
Yeah.
right through you.
Expect it to go around your entire family. Have lots of wet wipes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wash everything at 100 degrees.
Okay.
And jelly and ice cream and ice lollies.
Do you need to disinfect everything in your house with like a disinfectant wipe type thing?
To be honest, by the time the gastro is finished, everything on the surfaces has died anyway. But just have surface wipes.
Yeah.
And diorolite ice lollies.
Love it.
Done. All right. Gastro, done. Ellie, go.
Next. What's the best way to talk to kids about illness?
Parents, please, 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 please stay calm because children will read your reactions. And if you go, as soon as something happens, they automatically think it's going to be painful. So I have to tell parents off a lot when they do that. Talk to them, explain what's going to happen, play a game about it, make it into something fun. Get some bubbles. Pack bubbles in your handbag.
Champagne?
Yes.
Bolly and bubbles. Bolly and bubbles.
Bolly and bubbles. That's what you need.
Love it. Love it. Thorn.
Dude. Okay, so very important question. Sure. How do you stop your kid from picking their nose all the time?
I would put chili flakes on the end of their finger.
Doctor
Rand. And guess what? They don't pick their nose again.
No.
That's ouch. What my mother did.
Did she?
Yeah.
Mrs. Rand. Rubbed
chili on the end of our fingers. And guess what? We never picked our noses again. You teach them how to do it using a tissue, is what I would say. Yeah. Because you don't want to have crusty nasal passages. I quite like a clean nasal passage.
Oh no, it's satisfying.
A clean passage.
You don't want a whistly nose. You don't want a you don't want a little flap.
And then keep your orifices clear.
Yes,
you do. Because exactly.
You never know who's going to be having a look inside.
Why hasn't anyone invented a cure for fucking nits?
Do you know what? Actually, there is a really, really good cure. The problem is, there's so much other toot on the market that it confuses everyone. So what you want is something that suffocates them.
Oh, lovely.
That's what you want. So you want anything that is silicone-based or dimeticone-based, because what that does is that suffocates the lice and they can't develop any resistance to it.
Mm.
It's like really thick, gloopy stuff. Mm. A really good nit comb is really good. That's useful. And a hairdryer, because it desiccates the eggs.
Oh, yes.
Done.
I love a good
desiccation, that's what you need.
That's what Oh, I'm old enough to remember that song.
Now, this one is, when should you call the doctor in terms of, you know, when the usual kind of parent worry about temperatures, about, you know, are they looking a bit funny? Like when,
Never.
Leave them alone.
We've got far too much to do already.
Yeah.
Holly Willoughby WhatsApped me at midnight once. And
she said, help me, Phil's gone blue.
She said, are you awake? And I was like, hang on.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I was like, I'm just about to go to bed. And her little one had a rash. I thought it was going to be a bit sexting.
Booty call.
I know, booty call. But it's the wrong kind of booty.
Yes. It's a rash.
Some people
booty.
Do say that every hole's a goal.
Oh.
trust your parental gut instinct. Mm-hmm. That is one of the most powerful things you have. Always trust it, and if you need to ask for advice. And if you've been seen by a doctor already, I always say, if things aren't getting better or you're worried, there is never any harm in just asking again. To be honest, most things will get better if you leave them alone. I tell people that all the time. I was like, do you know what, I've got the foggiest
your leg will grow back,
but guess what? It'll get better.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. I get all sorts and I just leave it alone.
Mm. Yeah. So a listener on the Instagrams said, yucky medicine tastes bad.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get a little child to eat? Oh.
So there are a couple of antibiotics that taste absolutely disgusting. Horrible. And I've tried them.
Yeah.
And they taste vile. And I'm like, how we expect kids to take these is beyond me. So the reason they're vile is because they're not allowed to put sugar in them anymore.
Jamie Oliver, Jesus Christ.
You're not allowed to put sugar in them, so they taste disgusting. What I would say is disguise them with whatever you can. Make them into a jelly, put them into a yogurt, you know, sprinkle them on your cornflakes or whatever you have to do to get them to take it.
Do you know what I did? It's probably not. I put it in Fanta.
Yeah, why not?
They loved it.
Do you know what?
They're a beast now, but that urinary tract infection really cleared up.
It's all about thinking, right, okay, do you know, I might have to do something that I wouldn't normally do because this is important.
Yeah.
And you're not going to give them Fanta every single day, three times a day for the rest of their life.
No.
But just for this short course, you might have to do it.
Yeah.
It's important.
Well, there you are.
There we are, son.
You heard it here first. NHS doctor, Dr. Range, says you can have Fanta for breakfast, kids. It's okay. But I enjoyed the medical chat, Dr. Range. How do you feel about a medical game?
Ooh.
I'm all for games.
We're going to test your actual medical knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, now, gosh. After four glasses of champagne.
Yes, that's correct. Have some more. So here's how the game's going to work. So we're going to tell you the name of an illness. Now, it might be real, it might be fake. And you have to guess which it is.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Foreign accent syndrome.
See, this is real. I know this is real. Because we featured it on This Morning. Because a lady woke up from a stroke and thought she was speaking Chinese.
Yes.
She wasn't speaking Chinese.
No.
So it wasn't actually Chinese. Was no. it? Did it, just it sound like Chinese? It just,
so what it's it sounded like, basically what happens is in certain medical conditions, when something happens to the brain, like an injury or something, the way you process speech and sound changes, yep. and therefore your intonations and your pronunciation changes.
And it is a real thing. You're completely
right. It's a real
thing.
Right, it's called foreign accent syndrome, but
of course.
It's a real thing.
Now, is sexsomnia a real thing?
If it is, I would like it. I would like lots of sexsomnia.
Okay, it's a sleep disorder, much like sleepwalking. Yeah, and as the sleepwalker engages in sexual activity while asleep.
Do you know what? I've dated people like that.
You've dated sexsomniacs.
Sexsomniacs.
Oh my God. I mean, how about this one? Prosecco liotis. This is where you drink two bottles of Prosecco and experience the delusion that you are not a middle-aged mother of two, but in fact, the world's greatest dancer.
I get that all the time.
And he hasn't had two kids.
All the time. I haven't had two kids. I'm going to go with fake.
That is fake, Dr. Ange. You may keep your license. Congratulations. Just
purely for GMC reasons, I'm going to say that one's a fake.
How about this one? Brexit mania. You're so bored of hearing about Brexit that every time it's mentioned, you are compelled to punch yourself in the face.
I have this.
Yeah, it's real. It's
yeah,
real.
It's real.
Fucking
it's
real.
So
struggle
real.
Is real.
It's so real.
How about this one? Is this real or fake? Jumping Frenchman syndrome.
I think that's real.
What do you think it might be?
It's what everyone in France did when the really beautiful Emmanuel Macron was.
Oh, I would do that. I'd jump Macron and on and on.
And on and on and on.
She likes Kevin MacLeod, I mean, what are you going to do?
Who doesn't? Yeah. Kevin MacLeod.
What?
Renovating. What? Yeah, you know.
What? Renovating your pelvic floor.
Oh, he could do my
back. The guy from Grand Design.
Yes, yes.
Are you joking?
I Come know, on. Mate, I know.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, babes.
I love his final monologue.
You should have her on this morning. Now, Helen, talk us through. When did you first discover you were attracted to Kevin MacLeod?
Just give me your sexy monologue.
No,
I want your monologue.
Oh, that's right.
I want your monologue all over me.
Oh, I love him dearly.
Yes, jumping Frenchman syndrome is real.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, the jumping Frenchmen of Maine were a group of 19th century lumberjacks. So basically, bits of your body just sort of jump all over the place.
I think it was syphilis related.
Well, probably
everything is.
When in doubt, everything's syphilis related.
You're the doctor. Yeah. I mean, you tell me. Is this real or fake, Dr. Ange? Mapendicitis. Mapendicitis is the condition where your husband refuses to look at a map or ask for directions, even though you're quite clearly lost to the point where you want to disembowel him with a scalpel.
I think it's a real thing.
Thor, what do you think? One more.
I'm going to say bronchitis. This is when you've become allergic to having sex. Bronchitis.
So you can become allergic to semen.
Can you? Oh, yeah. How'd you do that? Yes, no, bronchitis is real, often brought on by extreme tiredness or a standoff over whose turn it is to take the bins out.
Oh,
so there we are.
And
the conclusion of that game is that the winner is the NHS.
Yay!
We love the NHS.
We love the NHS.
We do.
Love the NHS.
Ah, well, there we are. That's it. Yeah.
That's podcast almost done, isn't
almost
it?
Almost done. Have we got time for a quick Scummy Mummy confession? Maybe
we
a listener
do.
Confession.
We've got
How
a
about
listener
that?
Confession.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, so this comes from New Zealand, and this is Kate. And her confession is, Hi Kate. I looked after my 10-year-old niece this afternoon. She was here at dinner time, so I asked if she liked fish fingers, and she said she'd never tried them. So I fed her her first fish fingers of her life. She declared them the most delicious thing she'd ever eaten. She said she was going to demand that her mother start buying them.
Yes
exactly. Oh, so well done.
Fish fingers are amazing. Favourite meal. Fish finger sandwiches.
Is that really your favourite
meal? Mayonnaise and sweet chilli sauce.
What about a bit of iceberg lettuce?
I'll chuck it in.
Go on.
Chuck it
go
in. On, I mean, son. If you want to jazz it up and make it a posh one. Go
for rocket.
A bit of rocket.
Yeah, exactly.
There you are. Once again, here we are live on the podcast. Dr. Rand recommends Fanta and fish fingers for your children.
Fanta and fish fingers.
That is dinner sorted.
That's where your tax goes for the NHS and your licence fee goes for the BBC.
And I would pay it 100 times over, let me tell you. Yes,
it.
I would.
Absolutely.
Oh, amazing. Well, there we go. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Please do follow us on Instagram and all that at Scummy Mummies. Mm-hmm. Our book, Scummy Mummies, is out now. Dr. Ranj has read 3 pages.
I love the 3 pages. They're all stuck together.
We'll laminate it for you next time.
If you could leave us that as an Amazon review, that would be amazing. Dr. Ranj, Shantae, you stay.
Yay!
That's right. I'm never letting you leave my house. I like you too much. Thank you so much for being an amazing guest.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Let the music play.
Until next time.
Bye.
I get another bottle before we embark on the next
yeah. Oh, there's your husband.
That's so weird.
I was like, there's a bad disclosure.
So funny. I wanted to interrupt. I've got no iPad. I can't watch Netflix while you're recording.
Oh no, and you can just hear there's no break.
But it seemed to be going well and you were talking about touching palms. And
Minge.
I just didn't want to interrupt.
That's too funny. Sorry.
To be honest, though, I knew that after a maximum 15 minutes, my wife would say, "Shall I get another bottle?"
Well, possibly the funniest thing.
Just patiently in the hall. I knew it was coming.
We've got a man waiting for you, Ranj. Just there.
This is a lovely look, isn't it?
What's the fucking pop sock?
So he had all these awful shorts. You know the shorts that like straight men wear that go below the knees and they look like they're going skateboarding and it was awful. And
they're skateboard shorts.
Yeah, go to John Lewis or somewhere. My best friend is called John Finney and he's gay and I said, right, just go in a shop and imagine you're John Finney and just buy what Jonathan Finney would buy.
And I did.
And you nearly made it.
They're not really jazzy. I think they're really conservative. I bought white denim shorts yesterday.
Didn't you, Jonathan?
I mean, and that raised a few
but how sure you're not frightened of having a period. You just live your life. You go roller skating with the dogs. You don't give a fuck.
How short are white denim shorts? They're about the knee, like a sensible length.
That, but they're skinny.
Yeah, okay, they're a slim. They're a slim fit. Yes,
they're a slim fit short.
Okay, I've been trumped. I'm gonna go.
Enjoy your iPad, Pete. Both of them.
Lovely to meet you, Pete. Yeah, and I think your shorts are fab. You rock those shorts. Oh, you live your life.
Podcast bomb with Ellie's husband.
Don't patronise them.
Ranch says they're nice, Ellie.
I think they're very conservative.
Do you fancy my husband? Is that what's going on?
It was quite amazing. You just opened the door and there was a man.
Yeah, just like casually relaxing. Oh, that's my robot butler. He's weird.
Well done.
Thank you. Don't be like, I'm quite surprised.
You've done well for yourself.
I used to have this boyfriend.
I'm just single and thirsty. You're a very pretty husband.
You're very pretty.
Just keep saying that. Just keep saying that, bitch.
She already done hair. Don't test me, bitch. Oh my god. Something for the RuPaul drag race listeners.
Oh my god.
Bitches ain't shit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.